So I first want to just thank everybody for being here today. This is just such a exciting event for me because I have a deep connection to the trees. And so I want to just welcome you to this global tree meditation. And the goal of this meditation is to create an alliance, just to restore that connection between humanity, trees, Earth Mother Gaia, and all species, animal, plant, and mineral. And by working with the tree beings, we can energize and empower our connections and raise the vibration of all beings. So this really is an opportunity to deepen your spiritual union with nature and to assist in the elevation of human consciousness. You know, individually, we are powerful, but together, we create a synergy to facilitate the evolution of all beings, seen and unseen, on planet Earth, including Gaia herself. So this sacred work with the trees will anchor in a new future of equality between all species. So this meditation was started last year by Beverly Templeton in Sarasota, Florida. And before we begin, I'd really love it if Bev could just tell us a little bit about how this meditation was conceived. So Bev, could you star six and unmute yourself and just give us a little background on this meditation? Okay, she's having some trouble. I can see that. Huh. All right. Well, let's see. Live call always goes like this. All right. So, if she makes it on, then I'll let her speak for a minute. But what I do know is that Bev last year was meditating with the trees and basically channeled this meditation. They asked her to do this meditation with other people. It was done last year with a group. And this year she invited several people to help her to spread the word. And thank you all for answering that call and for being here today to do this sacred meditation with the trees. There is a recording on the Global Tree Lovers YouTube channel. So you can go to that website and do the meditation and also see a half hour ceremony of the meditation. And we also have a Global Tree Lovers Facebook page. And if you go to that, all the details are there as well. So please feel free to do this meditation again and again. I think maybe what I'll do is I will post this recording of today on the globalwaterhealing.org website, and I'll just put a star on it and say this is for the trees. So it will also be there. So if you want to do it again, you can go to globalwaterhealing.org, and you'll find the tree meditation there. So I don't see that Bev's been able to get back in, so I think we're going to just go ahead and start. So please close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Feel yourself becoming calm and quiet. deep breathing will take you to that very quiet place inside. And now visualize a tree. Might be a tree you know, one you've never met before. But greet this tree and ask if it is willing to work with you today. If the answer is yes, then imagine yourself sitting or standing with your back against the tree. Ground your feet to the roots and make sure you're in a comfortable position in contact with that tree. Breathe deeply, bringing yourself into a state of relaxation by whatever means you choose. And slowly bring your awareness to your breath. And find a comfortable rhythm breathing with your tree. When you inhale, imagine that you're taking in the gift of oxygen that the tree is exhaling. And when you exhale, imagine giving the tree your gift of carbon dioxide to inhale. Inhaling the tree's gift, exhaling your gift. Take your time and exchange your breath with the tree. Just enjoy. No need to rush. Inhaling and exhaling. You and your tree are breathing together, coming into sync. Now merge your heartbeat or heart center with that of the tree and feel your hearts beating together. Now call on the frequency of Pan, God of nature, the spirit of wild, irrepressible life essence. And call on the overarching great dryad of all tree spirits to open a channel of energy from the universe to facilitate the ascension of beloved Gaia, Mother Earth. Visualize this cosmic stream of energy coming down from above, reaching the tree canopy, and slowly that stream of energy is moving down through the trunk of the tree to the root system. Visualize this energy connecting the root system to all the trees in the area, and then extending beyond the roots to the center of the earth to energize the crystal core. Now we'll stay with this for a few minutes, visualizing this cosmic stream of energy coming through the tree canopy, down through the trunk, into the roots, connecting out to all the trees, and then extending down into the center of the earth. That stream of energy is coming down from above, through the canopy, through the trunk, into the root system, connecting out to all the trees and down into the center of the earth. And now channel this activated energy back up from the earth, up through the roots, through the trees, and radiate it out through the canopy of each tree into the aura of the planet. Just breathe and feel this energy radiating out. This activated energy is coming up from the earth, through the trees, radiating out through the canopy into the aura of the planet. And visualize people all over the world doing the very same thing. Humanity and tree beings are working together as equal partners. The energy emanating from the tree canopies creates a net of light which gently envelops the planet and saturates the new sphere, that sphere of human consciousness that surrounds the planet. See, feel, sense, or imagine yourself as a radiant jewel situated at a crossroads within that net of light, broadcasting this beautiful high vibration of love that you have received from the trees. Continue to broadcast and send this beautiful high vibration of love that you have received from the trees. And next, we'll seed the new sphere with these intentions. First, to energize the original blueprint of the planet, restoring the balance between humanity, trees, and all of the nature realms. Put that intention into the new sphere. And second, we're going to seed the new sphere with the intention to awaken humanity to their inner divinity. Place that intention to awaken humanity to their inner divinity into the new sphere. And third, to rebuild and reset the grid of love and respect between people and the natural world. Place that intention into the new sphere, that sphere of human consciousness that surrounds the planet, to rebuild and reset the grid of love and respect between people and the natural world. So let's hold, set, and seal these intentions. So when the process feels complete, slowly release the energy with gratitude. Thank the trees and all of the seen and unseen beings that participated today. And know that you can always return and visit again. Thank you all for your participation today and you're coming back now into your body, releasing your connection to the tree, thanking the tree, honoring the tree, but releasing that connection now. Coming fully back into your body, wiggling your fingers and your toes. You're back now in your body, in your space, fully inhabiting your physical body. Back now 100%. Thank you so much. And before we end this call, at the beginning, someone reminded us that a new book just came out, Finding the Mother Tree, Discovering the Wisdom of the Forest by Susan Simard. So that might be something many of you would like to find. And it is posted on the Global Tree Lovers Facebook site. Again, a reminder that there is an audio and a video of this meditation on the Global Tree Lovers YouTube site. And if Bev, if you got back on the call, if you could *6 and unmute yourself, if you'd like to say a few words about how this meditation came about.
Yes. Yeah, hello, Mary. Hey.
Hello, hi, everyone. Back.
Oh, wow. It's so good to be here with everybody. Sorry for that little bit of technical difficulty in the beginning. Ron and I were able to join you for the meditation. Mary, it was fantastic. Thank you so much. I really could feel the energy of the meditation. I felt us all connected to the trees and felt all of the trees connected. I think we did very powerful work today. So I thank you and everyone who's on the call. Did you want me to say a little bit about the background, or?
Yeah, I would love
like
that.
Complete? Yeah?
No, okay. I'd love it. I'd love to have just, you know, a little bit about how this came about from your perspective, because this was your baby to begin with. Yeah.
Well, the inspiration for the Global Tree Meditation started about a year and a half ago during a meditation that I had. And this thought came to me to offer a tree meditation, which would include people and trees all around the world. And this was a completely new thought for me. And a few days after that initial thought, the entire meditation came through complete at one time while I was sitting in my tree. And right now, that's where I'm sitting right now, underneath my tree, under her beautiful branches in the Florida sunshine. And so last year, I shared the meditation with a group of friends on Mother's Day. So it was Mother's Day, and we thought, well, Gaia is our Mother Earth, so that was the right day to do it. And it was a wonderful experience. There was a rainbow that appeared around the sun at the start of the meditation, and I love the way nature responds when we interact with the natural world. And then I kind of forgot about it until this February when the trees spoke again. And this time they asked for bigger. So I reached out to an amazing group of women, and we formed the Global Tree Lovers, along with a group of 11 trees that became our tree council. And all of the members of the Global Tree Lovers are here with you, with everyone. Rhonda Sandy and I are sitting together underneath my tree named Sophia, where this all began. Annie Cederberg is on the call from home in Sarasota. Mary, you're with us from Washington State. And Karen Aston is on the call from Colorado. And please also know that people and their tree friends are offering this meditation truly from all around the world. It's not just the U.S., but it's Italy, Turkey, Canada, Israel, just to name a few. So I guess I just want to add that the purpose of the tree meditation, when it was channeled to me, was to connect humanity and the tree beings on a very deep level, to offer gratitude and love to the trees for their gifts, and then to go even further, to acknowledge them as sentient beings. And by doing that, we create a new paradigm. And in this new paradigm, we can walk a path together as equal partners. And with this new paradigm, we're also creating a new way of thinking and living on the planet, a sustainable way of living and thinking on the planet that honors and respects all of nature, including the Earth's waters. And I guess the important thing about this new paradigm is the understanding that we are nature, and nature is us. There is no separation. So I also want to thank you for participating today in this sacred work, and thank you all so, so very, very much for being here and joining in today, for answering the call of the trees. The trees called, we listened, we answered, and I thank you very, very much.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I believe this is going to be an annual event, right, Beth?
I muted my... Can you still hear me, Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm having challenges with the mute button today. Yes, it's going to be an annual event.
Annual event, so.
This was the second annual, and I look forward to being with all of you again for the third annual next year.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bev. Is there anybody who'd like to say something to either me or Bev, or share something before we close the call? If there is, just star 6 to unmute yourself.
Hi,
Mary. Mary.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is just Diane. I got a thing that the Tibetans use a rainbow color of light, and it was white, yellow, red, and green coming down and then going, you know, all over. That was just a, like, wow.
Wow. So. Thank you, Diane. That's fabulous. Somebody else?
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Karen. I just want to say what a fabulous job. That was beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was great to do it.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Beverly.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you calling on me, Lisa?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good. Hi, Mary and Bev and everyone else. This is Lisa Novick. I really enjoyed the meditation.
Hey, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. Well, you know, I've been called the tree lady or the tree whisperer. So there's a lot of noise on the call. Some people.
I'm hearing that. There.
Oh, that's easier. So
yes,
I am.
You're the tree lady.
Yes, or a tree whisperer. I don't whisper. I love the meditation, and it's quite different than what I've been doing. So it was nice to kind of present that to my trees. Is it okay if I tell you a little bit about what I've been doing?
Sure.
Okay, great. So I've been a healer for 40 years and developed a number of ways of attuning and getting information and conversation with spirit, and then eventually the trees and whales, dolphins, the star, crystals, etc. And about in 2001, I believe, or two, I was walking down a path. I had already connected with trees, but I was met with this huge wave of love from a noble and elegant oak tree who became my tree life partner. And eventually started to make connections with more and more of the trees in that forest and having unbelievable, amazing experiences. One of the things that I developed was a system of muscle testing for spiritual guidance, and I had developed a scale of human intelligence from 1 to 10, and I've only met 2 tens in my entire life. And when I asked Spirit how intelligent this oak tree was on my scale, it was a 16, and it was working, you know, up in the kind of cosmology I use, up in the soul level, which is, you know, spiritually fully awakened, sentient. And for a long time, I talked to Spirit about the trees and got tremendous information, started giving tree love workshops, which I've been doing since then, including all over the world. And eventually started talking to the trees, and much of what they said was personal, but also global and universal and some of the highest spiritual teachings and understandings and explaining things that I've learned. So I have over 1,000 pages of my talks, mostly with trees, but also with spirit and others, whales, dolphins, etc., and which I'm trying to appreciate any of your prayers towards this somehow mold into some books, tree love books. And one of the things the trees told me was that they had made a decision based on our workshops and work and what other people were doing around the world with trees to try to collaborate to save life on Earth and replenish the life force here. And as I traveled on tour giving workshops, more and more trees signed on, and I think we started with 6, and now we have over 33 million trees and a couple of million whales and dolphins who are all collaborating together. And it's been the most loving, awakening, amazing journey for me and for people who've done the tree love workshops and read some of this stuff. And so what I'm hoping is that all of you who have tree beloveds, somehow, maybe through the vibration of my thoughts and all of my connections, will maybe choose to join into their project. And it's something so massive, I can't even imagine all of what they're doing together.
Mm-hmm.
But
Lisa,
I'm absolutely and totally
how can people
in love.
Connect? Yeah.
Oh,
how can people connect with you?
Probably the most current thing is Elisa Novick, ELISANOVICK on Facebook. My website is thrivingplanet.org, thriving planet.org. And I love to hear people's tree stories. It seems the more I talk about it, the more people kind of come out of the closet and say, oh, I've had these amazing experiences. I've never told anybody this, but I've had these amazing experiences with the trees. And also, if you send me an email, elisanovick@thrivingplanet.org, I do have a little 19-page excerpt booklet that I made for a Tree Spirit Telesummit a few years ago, and also a little report of my first talks with the whales and the dolphins, which I'd be happy to send you the link to. I have them online. And great. I don't know who's out there on this call, but I just extend so much love to you and gratitude for doing this and for loving these trees, and just to extend my awareness and whatever I can, that these trees are, especially the larger, older trees, who mm-hmm. have been fully spiritually awakened and are completely sentient. People who say that they think slowly don't know what they're talking about, because they're fully telepathic, and it often feels like they're dumbing themselves down for me. So to be aware, I think one of the major points in the meditation you did had to do with awakening humanity. Because I'm thinking mm-hmm. to myself, you know, these trees are already awakened, these larger, older trees especially. And the whales are fully awakened. Most of the dolphins are. And there are mm-hmm. other beings, including rocks and, you know, boulders and mountains and waters that are fully awakened. And it's humanity that needs to to connect in and remember who we are and what we're doing and how we're all connected and where we're all going. That there is, the entire planet has a spiritual trajectory into spirit, and that we're all connected and we're one of that. And I often say the trees are not only the half of our lungs, but the other half of our hearts. So they and the algae in the oceans created the conditions for us to be here. They turned mm-hmm. a carbon dioxide planet into an oxygen planet. But they also told me they did it very specifically knowing that we were coming, you know, neutralizing the toxic gases, et cetera. And they want to save us again, even though we've taken down 95% of the old growth or more, and I think more than half of all of them. So so thank you for giving me a voice here, Mary. And I'm still vibrating with the meditation you did with the whales and the dolphins, and I remembered I had a life as a whale. that's kind of increased everything for me. They've been coming in. When I call in the light before each of my counseling sessions with my clients, the whales and the dolphins have been showing up, not just my forest.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they're pranking me. They're, like, doing all kinds of funny things. And, you know, like, we're supposed to be serious and sacred here, you know. And they're, like, dancing and prancing around and doing silly things to lighten things up for me. So
that's great.
And God bless
thank
us
you.
All.
Yeah. Thank you, Elisa.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Okay. Well, I think it's time to end this call. And, again, I just want to thank everyone for being here. And get out there and, you know, put your hands on some trees today. Give them some up close and personal love. So thank you, everyone. I'm going to unmute the line and we can all say goodbye to each other.
Mary, much love. Thank you,
Mary.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.